Today I'm going to talk about some of the naming conventions that we use for things in church. And as a rule, the names, at least in the original Greek, are very practical. And then in English, you know, we borrow for our church, we borrow from the names of things, maybe from the Catholic or the Anglican Church, because they already existed. And we can do another, you know, study on the etymology of those English words that are used. But right now I'm going to talk about the Greek words and what they mean. So we can talk about the vestments of the clergy, and underneath you'll see the priests, not the cape that they wear, but the other yellow or white thing. In Greek it's called sticharion, and I just looked it up today, and stichi meant a shirt, a kind of a shirt. So sticharion is the diminutive, I don't know why, because it's a long, but anyway, it means like a long shirt. It's not anything special, and the word sticharion is used in other clothing, maybe in the Byzantine times as well. But today, sticharion just means the priest's inner vestment or the deacon's outer vestment. The belt that the priest wears is just called that, zoni. It's called the belt. Now the cuffs that he wears, they are called epimanikia. Epi in Greek means on. Maniki means your cuff or your wrist. So it's that thing that's put on your wrist. That's all it means, okay? There's the double thing that the priest wears and the bishop wears, okay? That comes down like this. You know, if you go to confession and he puts it on your head or whatever, okay? The Greek word for neck is trachilo. So it's called the epitrachilion, the thing that's worn around the neck. It couldn't be more practical. Literally, that's what it means. But what it indicates, obviously, is a vestment, right? The bishop, and we have a bishop today here with us, wears another vestment that comes over his shoulders, okay? And the omos. Omos is your shoulder, okay? So this thing that he wears is called the omophorion, which means the thing I wear, forao, the thing I wear on my omos, on my shoulders. But obviously it's indicating, you know, a sacred vestment. And by the way, that vestment traditionally was made out of wool, not anymore, but it was made out of wool, and it represents the lost sheep that the Lord put on his shoulders to bring back it, that the bishop representing sort of, you know, the Christ, you know, is always carrying, you know, bring the lost sheep back to the fold. Sometimes you see, you know, priests wear a black cap, and if he's a bishop or a monk, you know, they wear a veil over it. So I don't know where the word kalimafhi comes from. We can do a study of hats another time. But the veil is called the epikalimafho, the thing worn on the kalimafhi. Okay, the epi, that's a big deal. Epi, this, epi, oh, the other one. The square that some of, you know, the bishop wears and some of the higher priests, you know, wear this other piece that hangs from their thing, and it's a square piece that used to represent a bag, I think, for the money, I think. Well, that, you know, rests on their knee. Knee is roni, or, you know, ronato, and it's called the epi ronation, because it's on the knee. Surprise. Now, the on the altar table, you know, we're accustomed to seeing the chalice, right? The holy chalice in Greek, agion potirion, literally holy cup, no special name. Chalice means a cup, but, you know, we don't usually use that in everyday language. The paten, or the little dish that the pieces of the lamb and the bread are on, it's got a special name in English, the paten. In Greek, it's called diskos, disc, okay? The spoon, now the spoon is different. We don't call it the agiokoutali, okay? We call it the lavida. And lavida, from lavo, means to take or pinch or grab, okay? It represents, it's talking about in Isaiah, where it says that Isaiah saw, you know, the Lord Most High sitting on a throne, and he said, oh, how can I, you know, be here? I'm a man of unclean lips, okay? And so it says that one of the angels there went with tweezers, and he pulled one of the coals that were there, and he, you know, touched it to the lips of the prophet to purify his lips. Well, so the la vida is this tongs. It's no longer tongs, it's the spoon, but it's what carries the coal. The coal, you know, the body and blood of Christ is like fire and light, okay? So that's kind of representative, okay? Not so much practical, although maybe in the olden days, before they used a spoon, maybe they would put it in your mouth with the tweezers, I don't know. Sometimes on the altar you see this big elaborate thing that looks like a big church or something, you know, in the back, and the altar boys and the guys know that the inside there is where the reserve sacrament is, okay? That's in case, you know, someone is sick or whatever and they need to go to the hospital. They don't do a liturgy. The priests or the deacons, they take a piece of the Holy Communion that's in there. Well, that is called in Greek artophorion. Well, we know the word artos means bread and phorion means container. So it's the container of the bread, okay? Now, in English, sometimes people call it the tabernacle. That really is not correct because tabernacle refers to the Old Testament tent. It was the tent of the meeting. It wasn't the temple. It wasn't even the Ark of the Covenant that held. So really, it should be, if anything, it should be called the Ark, if anything, because it was the thing that held, you know, the Ten Commandments and the presence of the Lord was at the Ark. And the thing that they have on the altar oftentimes has the two cherubim, you know, the two angels on it, and that's depicting the Old Testament Ark of the Covenant that had these angels on it. So there is an English word called pix, P-I-X, and it's used by the Catholic Church, and we can use it too, but literally it means the box that the Holy Communion is reserved in. And lo and behold, the word pix comes from a Greek word, pixidion, which the English word box comes from as well. Pixidion means a little box. How practical. And one last thing, obviously we see icons all over the place, and we were using icons before computers were, okay? But icon means simply image, all right? Maybe it used to be, you know, a sort of esoteric word in the Orthodox Church and the Christian Church of icons, meaning holy icons. Today, the word has come into even more common, you know, use, and that shouldn't disturb us, and we don't have to change our terminology because basically it means the same thing. We say holy icons, and we mean specifically the depictions of the saints and of Christ and his mother and the events, right? And an icon on your computer means what it means, but even in Greek, it's just a generic word that was used in a specific way for our purposes. Let's stand and